to your life.
The moon is high and we are lunatics now. It's deep in the safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the river Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy gonna give you something to drink now. In the studio with producer Hardwood Forrest Connor and investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. And now, Shelley, we can tell everybody it's up, it's active. They can go to WrightsCoinShop.com. That's WRIGHTS. No apostrophe. WRIGHTS, WrightsCoinShop.com, to learn about your operation there. How do you feel about that?
I think it's great. It's beautiful. It's just a really gorgeous site.
And when you go there, if you have listened to this show and you have no idea what Shelley Wright looks like, you'll get to see Shelley Wright at the counter in Wright's Coin Shop servicing a customer, right? Right.
I'm standing there with a customer, helping them, yes.
Okay. So tell us more. Why should people check this site out, and what should they do when they go there, Shelley?
Well, just read the site, read about us, see what we're about, and then call us with your questions or come by the coin shop. I had someone who called me just a couple of days ago saying, hey, I heard you on the show, and you said to call with my questions, and I have a few. So we stayed on the phone for probably 40 or 45 minutes.
And it says right there on the website, WrightsCoinShop.com,
mm-hmm.
which, of course, is linked up at SpeakingOfStrange.com. It says right there where your money becomes more money.
Yes.
Explain.
You take something that is worthless, your paper money that is backed by nothing but debt, and you trade it for something of intrinsic value, gold, silver, collector coins, and you put it up for hard times, or put it up for investment purposes. Just stick it back. It will grow, unlike your paper money, or it's sticking it in a savings account.
Now, can people go in there and just give you something made of silver or gold and see if you can make some money off of it for them? I mean, how does that work?
You mean consignment?
Well, you know, I don't know. You tell me. They walk in and they're like, oh, this was my engagement ring. You know, can they do that with you? Or
We don't do jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as you have gold or silver coins or bars or collector coins, we can help you with that.
So let's say you were once a pagan and you were worshiping a golden calf.
Yes.
They can bring you that golden calf, and you can give them some money for the golden calf?
Nope. Nope, can't do that. Wish I could, but no, that's considered, I mean, at that point, it's kind of considered scrap, and we don't do that.
You can't melt down a golden calf into something and,
yes,
and
you could
replace their worshiping of the golden calf with money?
Sadly, no. No, they can melt that sucker down, but not through me.
All right. So how do people contact you at Wright's Coin Shop?
Call me at 828-298-5402 or come see me at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville.
Okay, now again, if you can access the website, do it. And again, our thanks to Pete Shepard for designing a great website.
Thank you, Pete.
That number is area code 828-298-5402. Or 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. It's just a few miles from the Biltmore Estate. So now, here's what I was going to ask you earlier, Shelley. We were talking about leprechauns last week.
Yes.
Let's say somebody actually finds a leprechaun.
Right.
And they find a pot of gold.
Yes.
Could they bring that pot of gold to you?
I think they should.
You think so? You'd at least like to take a look at it.
I'd like to take a look at it.
Even if it's tiny little coins.
Even if it's little leprechaun gold.
Now, has there ever been a situation when you think this may have happened?
No.
Well, because if I found a pot of gold, I would know, like, nobody's going to believe that I saw a leprechaun and I got this. So I don't think I'd go marching into your store there and tell you, Shelly, I found a leprechaun, and here's my gold. I wouldn't even mention it. I'd try to come up with some other BS excuse. So do you think that maybe that somebody has found some leprechaun gold and brought it into your store and just didn't tell you? Has there been a situation where it's been like, there's something fishy going on here, but I'm not going to ask too many questions about it?
It hasn't happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't asked my dad, but it hasn't happened to me.
Well, I want everybody to know right now, let's get this out there, let's clear the air, let's throw it out there. If you found a leprechaun's pot of gold, Shelly Wright will believe you.
I want to know about it.
She sits here and comments on Speaking of Strange. So she's the perfect person to take a leprechaun pot of gold to.
And seriously, a leprechaun pot of gold, that's not probably going to be the strangest story that I have come across in my business.
Okay. Well, you know, I hope that somebody out there will do it.
I do, too.
So how many coins would it take to amount to, say, $100,000? A lot, right?
Well, it could be a lot or it could be one. I mean,
oh, just so somebody could bring in, like, one pancake-sized...
Well, it could even be a little itty-bitty thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just depending on what it is and the date.
There's so many variables, aren't there?
Oh, yeah.
Well, do you know that right now in Brazil, there are people who are putting in bids over $100,000 to get it on with a sex doll?
Excuse me.
Yeah. Now, you think like, oh, $100,000, maybe this is a model who's prostituting herself out. No, it is a sex doll. Because, apparently, a shop there that has some connection to some, you know, technical research company has created Brazil's first fully lifelike robotic sex doll. And they are prostituting this robot out. And so far, bids to spend a night with this robot have exceeded $100,000. Last I looked, they were like $105,000. So whoever gets the highest bid, and I think this is going to go until the month ends, is going to win a full romantic package. That includes a night in the presidential suite of this big swanky hotel in Sao Paulo, a special candlelit dinner with French champagne, an aromatic bath with rose petals, round-trip flights if you don't live there, special lingerie for the robot, and a digital camera so you can film this and show it to your friends.
Oh, look, you want to show it to your friend? I'm this desperate. I paid this amount. Here's me getting it on with it.
A robot couldn't even get in the tub because it would rust. Who is thinking of the Cheetos commercial right now with the robot? Yes.
Cheese me.
Yeah, cheese me. I can live with that.
They say that this is so similar to a real woman, that its texture is just like human skin. It says, quote here, she has green eyes, fleshy lips, full breasts, and a body that inspires envy in all women.
Oh, my God. Get a life. Go meet a woman and have a date. And people, wake up.
I got to see this robot before I give a comment on this. She might be that fantastic. There you go. Forrest, he's a good producer. He's on this. Here you go, Forrest. There's the story. See if you can find us a picture of this sex robot so that we can determine if... We might see the picture and be like, oh, now I get it. Yeah, I'd do it with that robot.
And I'm guessing that sex robot doesn't speak.
Well, then it's the perfect woman. Yeah! Waka waka, ba-doom boom. I don't know, but I think this is the future of prostitution.
Alrighty then.
And it's a step up.
A step up.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, because that's, you know, there are all these issues, moral issues, with women prostituting themselves, but nobody cares if a guy hooks up with the Tin Man and, you know, right?
Right.
Okay.
All right, Ms. Warren.
Do you have a picture? Really? Is that her?
Yes.
Okay. Well, all right. I'm looking
There's a couple different ones here.
Well, here, right off the bat, yes, I'm seeing a voluptuous figure, but the lighting seems really low on that one. Oh, okay. It was the angle. That just kind of looks like a real doll.
It does.
I can tell that's not a real woman. Oh, my goodness. We could never show some of those pictures. It's a good thing we're doing radio and not TV. Boy, that's worth $100,000+ to somebody.
Just some very lonely person.
Or somebody who's, you know, we all don't want to go to the moon, so this is...
Oh, there you go.
This is how you create... Wow. But you know what? The body looks very human-like, but it's the face.
It looks... fake.
You'd think they could do a better job with the face. But, yeah, if I didn't know better, I could buy that that's a real woman's body. But not $100,000 worth. Man. See, we're living in the future. It's the year 2013. This is what we've achieved. This is what we've accomplished.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you can shoot a laser in your eye and fix your vision, and you can bang a robot. Wow, that's a pretty good picture of her. You know, people from now on, they're just going to rush home and look up things on the Internet after listening to this program. Well, you know, those pictures, gosh, okay, we're up on a break already. My goodness, I can't believe it. When we come back, let me tell you about some pictures of real female parts that are causing quite a stir in, of all places, Ohio. It's interesting. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is the Dark 30 Hour. You're listening to Speaking of Strange.
Ranger in the air, a new boy.
I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. This is the hour of the program when you should turn off the radio if you don't want to hear some of the more outrageous and controversial material, often sordid and seedy, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended, but material we share late at night because that, it's our duty. We have to tell you what's going on in the world and just how twisted it has become. Before we get back to the stories here, let me tell everybody that, as you may know, last year I went to Transylvania with a group of people, Shelley Wright included, and I found that it was actually surprisingly difficult to find crucifixes and crosses and things there. So I had a special batch of hand-carved crosses made, gypsy-made crosses, and I think I had 30 of them made, and I am selling them right now on my website. I think we're sold out already, but if we do have any left, you can order one. Go to joshuapwarren.com. Take a look at this. There's no period after the P. Go to joshuapwarren.com and take a look at the crosses that are from Transylvania in Romania. I know you have one, right, Shelley, right?
I do.
Yeah?
Very nice. Very spiffy.
Well, you know, there's a hole drilled at the top, so you can hang it on a pendant. They're kind of big for that. Or you can hang it on the wall.
Hang it on the wall.
Yeah, unless you're really fighting a demon. You might need that emblazoned on your chest there.
Mm-hmm.
So here's a story from the University of Cincinnati in Ohio. There is some controversy because a group of students involved in a protest regarding women's rights have erected some huge banners. We're talking, you know, at least 12 of them that are 6 feet by 4 feet. And they're just big graphic images of female students' private parts all around the campus. The models said that this is empowering for them. And what's that, Shelley?
These are billboards.
They're based
they are
on billboards?
They are true billboards that are all over Cincinnati.
Of just big woman parts.
Mark, yes.
Can we find that?
Yes, big old billboards of girl junk.
We have a lot of imagery in tonight's program.
Yes.
I'd like to actually see one of these things.
I sent you a picture.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well,
I sent you the article, too.
I missed that.
Mm.
One of the models said she was very nervous prior to this, but now she's very proud of it. Says, it's kind of like me taking my body into my own hands and saying, hey, this is what I can do if I want to. And there are scholars supporting this, saying it's a teachable moment for all of us. And imagine that, though. Imagine you're going down the road or you're walking on campus or whatever, and you see a gigantic graphic photograph of a woman's private part. Have you seen pictures of this, Shelley?
Yes.
Okay, is it as graphic as I'm imagining in my mind?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Oh, yes, and not all junk is pretty junk.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, imagine trying to explain that to your little kid that's riding in the car with you.
That's kind of amazing.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that has to be breaking some kind of a law.
I would think so.
Now, you know, should such laws exist? I don't know, but wow. Okay. Well, Forrest is working on that. See, folks, how many people want to have Forrest Connor's job? How often do you work in a capacity where, look this up, a giant, you know what? All right. Oh, well, okay. Shelley's already located one. My goodness.
That's actually pretty disgusting, frankly.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean,
he won't even touch my phone.
Yeah, your phone is now tainted. Wow. Speaking of taints.
Yes.
I understand if you want to get attention, okay, do whatever it takes, but that's something that I think defies any standard of good taste.
I agree.
That's what's happening. And of all places, Ohio.
Yes.
That's where the Wright brothers are from. Ohio made it into the dark 30 hour. Congratulations, Ohioans.
Woohoo!
Yeah, you're on dark 30 tonight. Well, now we have a story from Oklahoma. Okay, another place that we don't usually hear so much about on Dark 30. 18-year-old man walked into a Target store barefoot and left wearing a pair of high heel shoes. And security officers took note of this and jumped right on the situation. And he said that, hey, I'm sorry, but there's a drag show coming up, and I needed some high heels, and I couldn't afford them. So he went into Target to steal high heels for a drag show.
He's got friends he could have borrowed them from.
You know, I can almost see how a woman could get away with that kind of a theft. But any time a man's wearing high heels, you notice it. I mean, I was in New Orleans last year and went into a Walmart and saw, I guess there are a lot of drag queens down there, and you notice it when there's a man wearing high heels.
Oh, yes.
So he was pushing his luck, and it ran out. Okay, here is a story from Trenton, New Jersey. Now, I read this story, and I was like, this is a story that insinuates a lot, but doesn't come right out and spell out what may be happening here. They say it's unclear exactly what a postal worker was doing in the back of a van with a woman who walked up to his van, but not playing post office, apparently. There's a video that has been made of this scenario. It shows an unidentified woman wearing a gray jacket, jeans, and boots. She walks up to the postal van when it's parked next to the house, and then the guy slides open the van door and lets her inside, and they shut the door, and you know what they say? When the postal vans are rocking. there are videos of this whole thing playing out. An SUV, a police SUV, pulled up alongside, and, you know, all this kind of controversy breaks out. And, the funny thing, this is like a full-page story. They never come right out and say, here's what was happening. But there's a lot of circumstantial evidence that this postal worker was making a very special delivery on company time in Trenton. It kind of harkens back to some of those Pizza Man stories in a weird way, don't you think? Next story, Denver, Colorado. Story about the thong bandit. A Denver man is arousing police interest for his public displays of himself. He's called the Thong Bandit. And he just runs around flashing women in his thong. They say this perp is about in his 20s or 30s, 5'7". He enters various alleys. Really? How could this happen in an alley? Fully clothed before disrobing and flashing women as they walk down the street. Well, we got to get Wyatt Earp on that one immediately. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we have a story from Gaffney, South Carolina. Again, not too far down the road. And it has to do with a woman and a porn scandal. And, well, that sounds like great fodder for a story. And then after that, We have one from, this is kind of interesting, from Everett, Washington, about a jail guard. If you've never been to jail and you're kind of spooked about what may happen, this story won't help you out. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour. It's Speaking of Strange.
Elle lutte, elle se débat, mais ne résistera pas. Je vais bloquer l'ascenseur.
The Dark 30 Hour. That's the hour of the show here on Speaking of Strange, when we talk about some of the more outrageous and controversial news, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. If you fall into those categories, just turn off the radio and tune back in at a more family-friendly time, maybe the top of next hour. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. Consider that your warning. And by the way, next week we are not going to have a new show. I'm going to be in the field doing some work, and so if there is not a ball game by chance, then we're going to work on trying to get a little best stuff put together. Right, Mr. Connor?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So just keep that in mind next week. No new show. All right, so Gaffney, South Carolina, again, maybe an hour away, is that right, Forrest, would you say?
Yeah, probably.
And I even hear radio personalities in South Carolina make jokes about Gaffney, because it's kind of out in the backwoods.
Yes.
Yeah. And so that'll give you maybe some kind of context here. Because here's this story from Gaffney. A 52-year-old woman has been arrested because she was going door to door in her neighborhood. And in the very same manner that one might be trying to sell Girl Scout cookies, she was instead knocking on doors trying to sell them pornographic VHS tapes.
VHS tapes.
Yeah. VHS. Of all things. Boy, I wish those were worth a lot of money. I'd be a rich man. How about you, Forrest?
Oh, yeah.
I know a lot of people who'd be wealthy if VHS tapes came back into style. If you could melt that down and recycle it into, say, some type of nuclear reaction or something.
Gold.
Yeah. If we could alchemically transform them into gold. Says, she's running around door to door, knocking on doors, just nonchalantly trying to get people to buy these. $5 a piece. And of course, the smokinggun.com here says she was apparently unaware that A, people no longer pay for porn because it's now essentially free on the internet, and B, nobody owns a VCR anymore. Well, you know, that is partially true. I have a VCR, but it's been quite a while since I've played a tape in it.
I've got one. I think it's in the downstairs, and it's not been used in
yeah, since
forever.
You watched your last porn.
No, I think the last thing I watched was Inbred Rednecks.
Well, that figures. See, that's one of the good things about VHS. A lot of the stuff that's been shot will just degrade and vaporize. So you can erase your past. Inbred Rednecks being one of the VHS. It was released on VHS originally. See, now we're starting to feel like relics, aren't we?
We are.
We remember those days. Okay, next story from Everett, Washington. A corrections officer has been charged with providing a 22-year-old female inmate with something in exchange for sexual contact. What was this 58-year-old guard offering her? Homemade chocolate chip cookies. The woman has told investigators, quote, "I showed him my breast willingly for some food," end quote. So apparently, this guard would come in and bring a batch of probably Nestle Toll House, I'm imagining. I have no idea, but it just, aren't they like gooey and warm and soft and delicious, right?
Yes.
That's what all the commercials used to portray. If you're gonna really get far along, you need some good warm chocolate gooey Nestle Toll House. And so he would come in, he'd bring her these cookies, and then there's a quote here that I can't even read about the things that would happen in exchange for the chocolate chip cookies. The woman says that she's ashamed of this. This is one of those stories. You know, once in a while, I'll read a story on Dark 30, and I'll just put it aside so that I can hand it off to you guys to read after the show is over. This is one of those. What you can get for a good chocolate chip cookie. Well, you know, it could have been worse, I guess. It's not like he was giving her veggies.
Is it just chocolate chip cookies? Are there any nuts or anything in them?
I think so, yeah.
I mean, do you get more for the nuts?
I will have to confer with my investigative journalist on that one.
All right.
Yeah. Definitely gooey, though. Here's a story from New Haven, Connecticut, at all places, Yale University. Okay? That's the place you go when your dad is one of the Bushes, right? Says here, 9% of Yale University students. Now, these are some of the, supposedly the smartest people out there with all the good genes from the wealthy families, skull and bones, whole nine yards. 9% of the students at Yale say they have been paid for sex at least once. And as if that weren't kind of bizarre, 3% said they had participated in bestiality. And I'm coming back to Skull and Bones. What's happening behind the doors of Skull and Bones, right? And then more than half said that they had engaged in consensual pain during sexual practices. So, according to the Yale Daily News here, this is prompted by a workshop which has been trying to get students to, quote, reconsider their idea of normal, end quote. Huh. So, 9%. I've never been paid to engage romantically, But if you add up all the dinners and vacations, boy, I put a lot of money out. How about you, Forrest?
Definitely.
How about you, Shelley Wright? What are your thoughts on this story, on this topic?
These people are so stupid. They're really stupid.
Are they? Maybe they're just really good business people.
I don't think so. I cannot believe they are supposed to be such smart people, and they have made such stupid decisions.
These are Yale people.
Yeah, Yale people. Aren't you supposed to have a certain standard?
I mean, I'd say 9% is a pretty good chunk. And 3% for bestiality, that's
just wrong.
I mean, you'd expect that maybe from the University of Gaffney, but...
Yeah, but Yale? Really?
No, I'm just kidding, Gaffney listeners. I'm just joking. Yale University students.
Yeah.
You don't have any further insight.
I'm just thinking, all that money for that.
Yeah. Okie dokie. Next story comes to us from South Africa. And whenever you hear Africa, we all know that some very odd cultural things happen down there. Well, in Africa, there was a big public ceremony, and a 61-year-old woman had a big celebrated wedding with an 8-year-old boy there. They say they swapped rings, they kissed, they went all out, signed the marriage certificate, it was granted, and they say that the boy says, "I told my mother I wanted to get married, as I really did want to, but when I'm older, I'll marry a lady my own age." But they say this whole thing has made the ancestors happy, and this is what the ancestors wanted.
Well, we wouldn't want to disappoint the ancestors now, would we?
Yeah.
That's...
bizarro.
Ew.
Publicly accepted. 61-year-old woman, 8-year-old boy in Africa. All right. Next story comes to us from Oklahoma. We had one earlier from Oklahoma. They say here that a perp... a 28-year-old woman, oh my goodness, a 28-year-old woman was arrested on drug charges, and they decided to give her the pat down, and the cops, quote, spotted the handle of a 5-shot revolver sticking out from the woman, end quote. Loaded with live rounds. And they say that, you know, once they started really digging into the situation, that wasn't all they found. There were also drug paraphernalia and various other things that were stashed away. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we have the three last stories of the night. One is from Florida. The second one's from Florida. And oh my goodness, the third one is from Florida. I'm glad I have the Florida Bell here. It's the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's Speaking of Strange.
And then just touch me till I can get my satisfaction. 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 Satisfaction.
Push me and then just touch me till I can get my satisfaction. 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 Satisfaction.
Thank you.
of tonight. Speaking of strange, the dark 30 hour. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. This is material not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. Turn off the radio if you are associated with those scenarios, and tune back in top of the hour for something perhaps a bit more family-friendly. Also, let me tell you that for the spring, we have some new exhibits planned for the Haunted Asheville Mystery Museum here in Asheville, North Carolina. Go to hauntedasheville.com, and to help raise some money for some exhibits, I have an auction going on for a Darth Vader helmet signed and numbered by David Prowse, the guy who played Darth Vader in the first three original Darth Vader movies, Star Wars films. And you can go to speakingofstrange.com to find a link there. And let me tell you, it's a nice piece. I have a picture of him doing the signing, an email from him validating it. So whatever you spend on that will go into some new exhibits for the museum. Okay, last three stories. First one comes to us from Crestview, Florida. A 21-year-old man is in trouble. Apparently, he was running amok, going absolutely buck wild, rampaging naked through various apartments in a whole apartment complex. I swear, this reminds me so much of the movie that I was talking about recently called Run, Ronnie, Run. Yeah, guys, he's naked, he's yelling, he's just saying God knows what, you know, crazy threatening people. The cops finally arrive. They chase the guy all over the place, diving all over. They finally got a hold of him, and they tased him, and they asked him, "Why are you doing this?" And he said, because he needed more cocaine.
Always a good reason.
It makes perfect sense now. Yeah. I need more cocaine, duh.
Second story comes to us from Fort Myers, Florida.
That was a wimpy pillow there.
Yeah. Stunted that one a bit. So, okay. A spring break has already started in Fort Myers, and apparently an 18-year-old man was smashing some bottles around a Fort Myers beach resort about 2 o'clock in the morning, and so he ended up getting arrested for safety purposes. So the officer puts the guy in the back of the patrol car, and the young man starts banging his head against the car's windows and bars and just going nuts. And he keeps screaming, "I'm gonna pee! I'm gonna pee! I'm gonna pee!" Never take it lightly when a man starts screaming that over and over for us.
Noted.
So then he stands up, and best he can, in the back seat of a patrol car, and there is a screen cage there. And instead of just peeing right there where he is in the back seat, he decides to urinate through the screen cage onto the deputy's cell phone, water bottles, and lunch bag. Nobody wants a BLP sandwich, so you can imagine how he was treated after that. Last story from Florida. Sorry to end St. Patty's on a sour note, but guy took a job with a temp agency there working at a foam-cutting factory. And they put him right off the bat onto a machine that has a huge spinning razor-sharp blade to cut carpet foam. And he turned around next to the spinning blade, and in about 1 second, everything that he had in his private area was gone. Sliced it like a Publix deli meat slicer. All of it gone, and it ain't coming back again. So if you're going to take a temp job, be very, very careful how qualified you may be. And that's going to do it for this edition of the show. I thank Brian Hall, Forrest Connor, John Anderson, Mobius, and Kuka. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Till next time, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. And tune in next week for a best of, barring a ball game. You are commanded!